Queensland Labor government has announced plans for three new renewable energy corridors across the state. But will the investment be enough to offset the future loss of jobs from the coal mining sector? Reporter Tyler Soles-Lechner spoke to Labor MP for Stretton, Duncan Pegg, about the government's plans.
Queensland Labor is flaunting its green credentials, citing a renewable energy boom over its two terms in state government. And in Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk's State of the State address to a business function last week, she announced plans to take this to the next level, revealing three new renewable energy corridors across Queensland's north, centre and southwest as a means of creating new secure jobs over the next 10 years. Duncan Pegg, member of the Labor Party and MP for Stretton, provides his insight into the viability of the Premier's pledge.
So we've got a target of 50% renewable energy by 2030. So in terms of where we're tracking with that, we're already up to scheduled to be 20% renewable energy within the Queensland system by the end of this year. So we're well on track to meet those targets with a range of measures being put in place.
How will adding industrial zones and hydrogen hubs create secure full-time jobs?
Well, there's two elements to it. So firstly, any new power systems require construction. So all those plants and also wind farms, which we've just passed a bill implementing in state forests, will create jobs during construction phase, and then also there'll be ongoing employment into the future. So for instance, the bill we passed last week, the Forest Wind Farm Bill, is scheduled to create $2 billion in private sector investment and create a lot of jobs, particularly in regional communities, which need them now more than ever. So it's a win-win in that you can improve the environment and also create jobs.
How will this target deliver on system security for both customers and the government?
Well, obviously the security of power supply is vitally important. It was an issue many years ago, but it hasn't been an issue in recent times. And I'm confident that you can have security of supply and a greater share of renewables as part of your energy mix. I mean, the reality is coal's still going to be a part of it for the foreseeable future and be used around the world. But as Queenslanders, we want to be at the forefront of renewable technology because it creates jobs and investment.
What would the jobs of the future look like?
Well, I think the future is going to be more and more knowledge-based jobs, more and more technology-based jobs, and the commitment to renewable energy ties into that because we're talking about sustainable ongoing power for future generations. And you just have to look at solar rooftops. So collectively in Queensland, we've got more solar panels than any other state in Australia active. So collectively, rooftop solar is actually the biggest power station in Queensland, which not everybody knows. So it's already happened with that transition, and now we're looking at further opportunities to expand the renewable energy sector.
As coal is the mainstay of the state economy, is it plausible to phase out coal power and opt for solar? And if so, will the workers of coal power be left unemployed or transferred to work as solar plants?
Well, the fact we've got a renewable energy target of 50% by 2030 demonstrates that there's coal still going to be part of the mix in terms of energy supply in Queensland. And you're quite right, it's a significant export for Queensland and generates a lot of royalties. A big part of those royalties are with thermal coal, though, that makes steel. So obviously that's not going to change. In terms of coal-fired power, you know, a lot of it for us is export markets, which other countries, there's still significant demand for, particularly from China, obviously. In terms of renewable jobs, certainly I'm sure there'll be opportunities for retraining and reskilling within the energy sector. And the reality is jobs even within coal-fired power plants have changed over the years from what people used to do. And I guess the final point I'd make is there's still going to be coal-fired power plants in Queensland, and there'll still be plenty of jobs associated with those as well, on top of all the new jobs that they're going to, and all the green jobs that are going to be created as part of the renewable energy target.